What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Speeder Announce Podcast!
Oh, yes! We are back once again. It is time for you to get them headphones in and whip them Peter's ass. Because it is the Peter Announce Podcast with your host, Spitzbee Jr. Chub Dige, and the infamous Jeezy Weezy, a.k.a. G.I. Jew.
G.I. Jew.
No Peter today, but Massive Peter still.
Yep. The real Peter in our podcast.
So.
TRPP.
So, how's it going, guys?
Yeah. Anyway.
How you doing? How's your mom?
How's your mom? Say hi to your mother for me.
So, you're almost done with Returnal now?
Yeah.
It's far enough where you can give a good review. Are you all good at it now, where you can just, like, run through the rooms all easily?
Yeah, for the most part. I didn't play, like, all week, so when I played this morning, it was, like, still, like, I had to get back into it, and then I got it down. Got it down again.
Yeah, this shit's fun.
But have you scanned anybody, dead bodies, and then
they turn into a tentacle or something? Yeah. And they fight you. I think after you beat it, you,
drops artifact.
You, in that first room, there's shit. Like, there'll be obelites in there, or a weapon in there now, in the very first room where you first spawn.
I don't think so. I think
After you beat it. Oh, after you beat the third act.
Like every time?
Yeah, so far every time I've spawned out, there's been obelites, there was a weapon. This one, there was a weapon. It was this the coil spine. Huh. I think I just need a couple more xenoglyphs to get the platinum trophy.
Oh, the
little tags on the wall,
like. Right?
But that's kind of a bitch to get in here. Yeah, this game's just so smooth. Now that I beat it, I feel like I have escaped Return.
I don't have to ever go back to that place again.
Yeah, like I don't feel like I gotta beat, like, get to the end anymore. I just could kill people. I'd be satisfied.
Yeah, just play. Yeah, if you die, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, I think this bitch is definitely in her own head now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's still confusing, though. Landing's
it's open-ended.
Yeah, it's still, like... But I think it pushes it more towards... she's in her own head.
Huh.
After that third ending. And you don't see that big fucking weird octopus thing. I wonder.
Anyway, what topics do we have today?
Or what did we just watch the trailer for? Back for Blood.
Oh yeah, Back for Blood.
I still don't get the name of the title.
As far as I know, I don't think there's a... I don't think it's a sequel. I think this is the first of its kind.
But it's Back for
Blood. With the number 4.
Numeral 4.
Should be... I could just not know, and then there is four of these games.
Back. Back. Blood.
But I'm pretty sure it's the first.
It looked fun.
Yeah, I don't know if I would get it, though.
If it was cheap on sale.
Yeah, probably.
Like, it seems fun to play with other people.
Yeah, and all the different characters seem to have, like, their own abilities and different roles and what they could do.
Or I wonder if they have only certain weapons.
I don't know. Maybe certain, they could have certain weapons. Maybe.
Like, you can't pick up other weapons. You just have those weapons.
Yeah, like those. Yeah, like they have a specific shotgun that they can only have.
What-ish. I don't know. They said, Peter, this is a fucking Battlefield 6 leaks.
Well, I think it was that he just said images. Like, he just sent us images of Battlefield 6. Which, to be honest, I don't really care about Battlefield. Unless, like, it's... Unless they come out fucking guns blazing or fucking, and it's just amazing. And I don't really want it. I want a modern Battlefield, like Battlefield 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Or like Battlefield 5, fucking, I fucking hated it. And then.
Battlefield 5, which one was
World War 1, I think?
I like Battlefield 1 was good. That last one?
Oh no, Battlefield 1 was.
That was that.
World War 1.
Yeah, I like that one.
That yeah, good. That one was good. But Battlefield 5, I didn't really care for. And then, and the Battlefield series starting to get as confusing as the fucking Xbox consoles.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking, there's Battlefield, Battlefield 2, or what is it? Battlefield 2 Bad Company, and Battlefield 3 and 4.
Battlefield Bad Company. Battlefield back in the day, though.
Battlefield like 1.
There's Battlefield Bad Company for PS3.
I don't know. I think it's PS3, yeah. And then Battlefield 1.
I like how.
And Battlefield 5 and 6.
Battlefield 1 was good, but it was ridiculous. It was pretty ridiculous. Like, they had black Nazis, and then they had, like a girl hero who had, like, missing limbs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, she had, like, a prosthetic, like.
Yeah, and she had, like, a fucking trench coat on and shit. She looked like a superhero guy, man. What are we doing? I mean, that's kind of what they're doing now too, with Call of Duty, where there's all these characters that look like cyborgs and shit.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Call of Duty, they added John McClane.
Yeah, that's cool.
And Rambo. It's pretty dope. Then
is actually Bruce Willis on there?
No, well, that's probably the only downside is that the character audio, it sounds like they just ripped that shit from the movie. From like the 80s version of the movie.
There's still like the background noise from it and shit.
Not really, but it's like staticky, like that.
Oh my god.
So it's like fuck, what's a good line? Like a teammate shot at me and what's he say? I forgot the line, damn it. He'll say like, oh fuck off, and then
you can say yippee-ki-yay all the time. Every time.
No, I think when you get a double kill, he'll go, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
That sucks that they couldn't just get Bruce Willis to just say a couple lines.
Yeah, I haven't played with Rambo yet to get his lines.
Yeah, that's fine.
I assume it's the same. But in downtown, like that main tall building, they turned that into the movie building. The building,
yeah,
that
yeah, the movie was. The
and at the top, there's like all you can run inside. You can run inside all over the offices and all that. It's pretty cool.
Really?
It's pretty.
Is he barefooted?
Yeah, he's barefooted.
He's just like shirtless and a pair of slacks and barefooted.
Yep. Or he's got the bloody tank top, yeah. Pair of slacks and barefooted. Yeah.
That's funny. That's pretty good. That's cool. But yeah, that sucks that the audio's just clipped though.
Yeah, it's not the best audio.
It's better than nothing.
And then for Rambo, the map changes, they added like these little survival camps around. They're just little huts.
Yeah.
Little huts with like two chests in them. Huh. It's nothing.
Nothing that cool.
Nothing that cool. Not as cool as the fucking tower.
Yeah, the whole ass tower.
Yeah. It's pretty cool because before it was like the tower was under construction after the big update where they changed most of the map.
Yeah.
That tower was just under construction, so yeah. Everyone was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then,
Nobody saw it coming.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think, I think like a day before, like a bunch of leaks came out or something.
It's pretty sick.
His finisher is when the guy points a gun at him and he has his hands up and he pulls the gun off his back and shoots him.
That's funny.
And then Rambo's, he has like one of those things where he flips him over and then just stabs him in the neck.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one is he has the bow. He like stabs him in the knee. And then jumps and fucking does an explosive bow right at his feet and blows him up.
Right.
That's probably the cooler one for him.
Yeah. So he doesn't really have a signature kills because he just kills a billion people.
Right.
There's going to be some repeat moves. There's only so many moves you can do. That's pretty cool. I wonder who else they could do.
My friend was telling me that, this would be so great if they actually did it, but he was saying that, a bunch of people on Reddit made a petition that they should make, the fucking characters from Tropic Thunder in there. I was like, that'd be fucking amazing, but said that shit's way too edgy now to put them in there.
At least, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, they can't have a guy with black face in there.
Just put Robert Downey Jr. That'd be great.
It would be amusing. I always go for the ether, dude.
You could just leave and come back.
No.
Yeah, well, for this room you can.
Yeah, but when I come back, normally when I come back, it's already, all the lasers already, do you have to do it before the lasers finish or something?
I don't know. No.
Because, like, if you go through that door and you come back,
they'll I think it's just this room, yeah. Some other ones that are, they don't reset. But I think this one resets. It's so far from me, it's done every time.
Well, like, go through that door.
This one maybe.
The unknown door and then come back. I'm pretty sure it'll be
maybe set. Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. I can, I'm gonna get fucking long, yeah. And die. No, yeah, I still can. Yeah, it's weird. That might be an oversight. The controller effects on this game are so cool.
Yeah, I can't get over how cool the alt-fire.
Oh yeah, how could I pull it out? Yeah, at first you're like accidentally doing it all the time,
huh? Yeah, and then you get used to it. Yeah, you're like, dude, this is so good.
Yeah, man. It's like having an extra button. Now there's six buttons up here instead of just two.
Yeah, it's like I expect shit to be like this from now on.
Yeah.
For like a lot of games, like in Horizon.
Yeah.
Like you know how didn't like a couple of the weapons have like different firing modes?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the. Like we would shoot like multiple or just one.
Yeah.
Like you could do that.
Yeah, that's true.
They could just make new weapons that could do that. They could do different stuff like that. Like,
I hate the carbine. It's like the worst weapon, other than the pistol.
Yeah.
I have those leech rounds though, but they kind of suck at first. I wonder if they get better as if you get the second level and third level. Mm-hmm.
But with God of War, like, if you do the halfway, he throws it overhand.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you throw it, if you do all the way, he does, like, a side, and it hits, like, a bunch of people.
Yeah. It's, like, a harder one or something. A heavy
throw. Or it's, like, an AoE throw.
Yeah. Or even for fighting games or something. Like for UFC fucking for UFC, like instead of having the whole fucking L1 R2 and R L2 R2 and L1 to a triangle to throw a spin and back kick.
Yeah.
You could just push it all the way down.
Yeah. Oh, it's so revolutionary.
Or that would be cool because, like, or if half a pull down is blocking the head and then the full pull down is the body.
His body, yeah.
That would be sick. For fighting games. Or low block. Low attack.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I was thinking that maybe for parry. Like, yeah. You hold it, like, you just hold it there, and then for parry, you just gotta click it.
Tap
down.
It, yeah, or just, yeah, just the tap. Just the right timing. Yeah, that's pretty sick. Have you donated any obelites to the...
Yeah, I have.
It gives you ether too, but then eventually it gives you an item.
Oh, really? Yeah. I haven't done it that much to get an item or anything like that.
Yeah, if you go... But
I've maybe done it like 3 times. And most of the time I take obelite and not...
And
not give obelite, yeah.
Yeah.
But this last
run... It's
good
to do it like when you're about to fight the last boss. So you're like, I have all these obelites, I'm going to use them.
Yeah, that's what happened the first time I beat the first 3 maps.
Yeah.
I had like 900 obelite left. And I was like, oh, fuck it. I just put them all in. Oh. I got like 15 ether before I went and beat it.
Yeah.
So I had like...
So you 20, have ether?
Yeah, I had mad ether for the next area.
Just fucking cleansing all this shit.
Well, I would always just buy the shit out the beginning.
Yeah, the fucking consume or whatever, the artifacts.
Yeah.
That obelisk.
But I think at a certain point, like, it's kind of a detriment to have all the artifacts because, like, the certain things, like, only give you the stuff that you've already found, pretty sure. So, I think now that I have everything, it's like the whole pool's full. So it's harder to get the shit that I want.
Yeah, that's true.
Like before, I would always get an astronaut. I don't know. I like the astronaut's not there every single time now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see.
Or like,
did you go to the? Oh, you haven't.
Adrenaline leech isn't always there.
That's the house.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to go visit the house after you get over. Oh, damn! That shit fired off timing. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Fired like 2 quick times. What were we talking about? Oh, I feel like they made it a little easier at one point. Because I remember first playing it, you would barely find any fucking ether when the game first came out. Like, it was hard just to get 6 ether to put into that one.
Well,
machine.
I think in the second half, there's like a bunch of ether everywhere. But in the first one... In the first half, there's not much ether.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
like, even when I played back on the thing, I only found, like, maybe 2 ethers throughout the whole thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably what it is. Because it's fucking, like, you never find out. Now I just have a billion ether all the time.
Yeah, like, now, as long as I make it to the final boss, like, or not the final boss, but the boss in each area, I'll probably get, like, 6, 7, or 8 every time.
You get 5, I think, for beating that, for beating the boss.
Yeah, for beating the boss, you get 5. But I mean, like, before the boss. Or if I didn't beat the boss, just go to the next area.
I think you have to find all of the xenoglyphs to do this one. See, I need two more.
I need 5 more.
And then there's those hidden trophies that say it's complete, whatever. Which there's some hidden trophies, but they don't have any spoilers anyway.
Was it Jake Paul fight? Or no, the Logan Paul fight?
I don't know. They postponed it once before.
Mayweather Logan Paul, they postponed it?
Yeah, because they were supposed to do it. It's been scheduled for a long time. Or, like, it's been made for a long time. Like, since last year or something, it's been made.
Oh, I thought they were just in talks or whatever, and then they finally.
Came to terms. They're just coming for a date because nobody is interested in it.
Right.
I guess people now are because...
Jake won.
Yeah, or because Jake did the... Well, he's fighting Logan Paul. No, because Jake did that thing where he took his hat.
Right. Right, but I think Logan and Jake are kind of synonymous.
Yeah,
they're not...
a lot of people don't think of them as two different entities.
Right, they're one person.
Kind of like the Diaz brothers.
Right, exactly. But like Logan's actually kind of like the good guy. Like,
at least he's winning fights and like putting on good decent.
Jake's winning fights. Logan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Jake's at least putting on. Were you saying Logan's a good guy?
Yeah. Just like as a person, like he's a pretty decent person. But like,
Jake's an asshole.
Yeah. Well, at least he plays the asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. If you put obelites, see that it'll be like an item here for you to take.
Go online.
Yeah, you can see how it's like.
Oh yeah, I was like gonna say. I tried to put in I was gonna put in ether to get obelites, and then it told me to put in fucking 10 ether and get 100 obelites.
Yeah, I think they changed it, because before it was like 3 to 200.
It was like 5 for 200.
Yeah, man. Which is okay, but now it's like 10. Goddamn.
For half of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they changed that.
Yeah, so now I'm like, I'm
just. You just put obelites, yeah. Yeah, it's only worth it to donate obelites if you need ether. Because it's only 300. And then, if you're about to beat it, there's no. Or if you're not planning on beating it, or just you're just fucking around.
Or if you feel like you're, like, you have a bad build, then you're not gonna go far. Yeah, just fucking do that and then keep going as far as you can.
Yes, he goes to fucking.
Like, I haven't seen the Child's Watch since I found it.
Yeah. I've caught a couple. That's like a second life.
Yeah.
Because you can only carry one astronaut. And then if you get the Child's Watch, that brings you back.
The Child's Watch, yeah, right.
So then you have two lives.
And then you can also have the parasite that brings you back.
So yeah.
You have three lives.
And then the fucking thing that. What else it's called? That fucking thing.
What thing?
That one that you put your body in and then it's like a checkpoint.
Oh, the fabricator? Or the reconstructor?
Yeah, the reconstructor. Six ether. I don't even use it anymore. I'm like, fuck that. Six ether.
Yeah. I mean, I might use it now if I just want
to. I used it to fight that the last time. It's harder to play with no sound. I tried to play with headphones. And it's too much. There's like too much sounds going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like way loud. Like, it's fucking screaming, it's like just screaming in your ear constantly.
Well, I do turn it down, yeah, when I have my headset on.
Like, you can't hear where the enemies are because it sounds like they're everywhere.
Because my monitor, my monitor doesn't have sound, so I can't play without the headset.
Yeah.
So I just turn it down and it's fine.
Oh, this time there's nothing in here. But yeah, there was a bunch of obelite, the little crystals right here, and then there was a weapon in here.
Yeah, I think it's just every once in a while.
One of her dead bodies was right. It never happened to me before. The only time that it would happen to me would be the those glowing octopus things. This is a lot like Demon Souls.
Yeah,
those are like the crystal lizards or whatever. Those the
right. They had the rare ores.
Yeah. And they had to make it really hard.
Yeah, and they disappear before you can kill them.
Yeah. They have loot. Oh, shit. I just took my 9 ether. I have to come back and give it one more.
What other topics were there? Since we were talking about Jake Paul, he moved to he's going to Showtime.
Oh, he's gonna fight with Showtime his next fight or what?
He has a I forgot what the wording was. It was a
contract.
Fight contract, multi fight contract. That's
with Showtime. That's crazy.
Yeah, and he dropped Triller.
Good. That means no more Justin Bieber before Jake Paul fights.
Right. Wow. Well, I mean, Justin Bieber was the best part about that. Was, yeah, yeah. Well, second best part.
Too Short.
Yeah.
Too Short is pretty sick. I didn't even know that they had Too Short there. Until after, I was like, what? Too Short was there?
Well, the, what was it? The Snoop Dogg and Ice Cube and all them. It was at the end of the thing. It was pretty cool, too. Uh-huh. But, like, everything else is, like, fucking terrible.
Yeah. Like Doja Cat?
Yeah. I do like Doja Cat.
Yeah, but I don't really see her perform.
Yeah.
Her songs are, like, not even that good.
No, yeah, they're whatever. But,
yeah. She's alright.
She's alright.
I like that one song of hers at first, and then you're like, they fucking over. That's probably just because they overplayed it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just, I don't know. Yeah, sometimes the song's good, but they ruin it for you, like, the media. So they just fucking shove it down your throat, and you're like, I liked it, but now you ruined it.
Yeah. And it sucks for radio, because you just don't have a choice, really, to just not listen to it. Because even if you go to a different channel, they're fucking playing that song, too. Yeah.
Or it's just the people like on TikTok and shit where they all use the same song like that.
Oh,
oh
right,
no. Yeah. Oh no, 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 no. I hate that song now. Like, not that I ever liked it to begin with, but like now every time you hear it, I'm like, oh my god.
Gives you fucking PTSD.
Look at this. This is another one that they always play too. Or that one. What was that one? Was it like a Imagine Drag, what's that? What was that guy's name?
Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, like there was a song that they would always play for shit because it has like a beat drop.
Yeah, I forget what I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I forget how it goes. There's also that one Pop Smoke one. And there is a Pop Smoke or is it DaBaby? There's a bunch of DaBaby songs that are fucking overplayed on TikTok.
Yeah. I don't get why people do those things. Like, they see some people do, like, the, whatever they do, that dance to a song, and then they found themselves do it. Somebody does it first, and they're like, oh, I'm gonna do that, too. And then they just do the same exact video. Like,
yeah. Well, yeah, it's just how they tell.
Yeah.
On something as weird as TikTok, I kind of understand it, because it's like, if you're, like, if this got a couple million views, right?
Yeah.
And the guy in either, the person doing it isn't as attractive or didn't do the dance as good. Somebody who dances better or is more attractive can do it, and they'll get even more views than 5 million. So it's like, yeah, they could just do it and then cop that fucking video. And then if they get famous off of that one, then that becomes their video and not the person who actually made it.
Yeah, yeah. Or the person who made the dance.
Yeah, or who, like, the original creator, I guess, of the dance.
Like the fucking Fortnite dances. Did they ever, whatever, didn't, weren't they suing Fortnite over the dance moves?
Some specific people, like, I think Carlton was. Either they're probably...
They probably settled out of court. They probably just settled.
Maybe.
They probably gave him a couple, fucking few thousand. Like, well, on my face.
Yeah,
just probably. Just down. I don't know. That's weird to be like, that's my... What did he had that dance trademark? He fucking...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think...
That's what I'm saying. Like, you would have to have it trademarked. Like, as like a low, like a say or whatever, like a catchphrase, like what's his name, Michael Buffer has "Let's get ready to rumble." He has that trademark.
Right. That's why.
So you can't say it.
Bruce can't say.
Yeah.
Let's get ready to rumble. He has to say it's time.
Yeah.
Does he have that?
I don't know.
Trademark?
Probably not. Because it's whack. It's not as good as "Let's get ready to rumble."
Is that boxing or is that a...
Yeah, that's boxing. But he doesn't even do it that often anymore. Like, it's rare that I see Michael Buffer anymore. I don't even remember if he was at the Canelo one, was he?
I think he was.
Wasn't that guy with the weird beard? Weren't we making fun of this guy, that guy's beard? Or was that a different fight?
I thought that was a ref.
No, it was an announcer, because he had, like, thick-ass beard hair, like, it looked like dog, like, it was that thick, like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe it wasn't.
Yeah, I don't think it was. I don't remember. I watch a lot of fights, so they kind of blend together. But I remember Letty talking shit about his beard hair. And the only time Letty, like, Letty's watching boxing, this is a big fight.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
But yeah, I don't know if you could you fucking, you would have to go get it trademarked like a fucking saying or whatever. Can you get a dance move fucking trademark?
You might be able to.
Could you trademark a basketball move and be like, no other basketball players can do this move?
I think that might be different because that's like competition.
You can't do the tongue out slam dunk. If you go slam dunk, you make sure that tongue is in your mouth.
No layups here.
First try. No alley oops.
As a matter of fact, you can't even dribble with your tongue out.
Michael Jordan. Oh, fuck. I landed that. I
hate the purple beans.
My dash is disabled, honey.
You can't dash through purple beams.
Yeah. I want to get the Portal 3 for that machine gun. Someone called the Hollow Seeker.
Oh, I haven't gotten any level 3 traits yet.
I think I got some for the pylon. But I wonder if the portal level 3 is as good as the one that the Ophion has. Those portals that Ophion shoots at you. Portal beams that Ophion uses.
Oh, yeah. Ophion?
Yeah.
That's the...
The last one.
The last one. The water one?
The very last one, yeah, the one in that fucking, oh shit, that octopus looking guy. And, oh, my bad.
Alright, let's take a break.
We're at 30 already?
Yeah. And we're back!
We are back! Oh, yeah!
Back to the Returnal episode.
Returnal review. Returnal spoilers.
Returnal in depth.
The do's and don'ts of Returnal.
Never, ever. What? Everything's pretty fine. It's pretty fine to do.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be the end of the world.
I just want to find all these xenoglyphs already. I want to know what that last thing says. I forgot to get my consumable.
Ugh. Oh no, I gotta fucking find all the fragments by fucking Tuesday.
Before Biomutant comes up?
Yeah. I'm surprised it's coming out on Tuesday. Not many games come out on Tuesdays anymore.
When's the new day?
Huh?
It's been like Thursday, huh?
Normally it's Friday.
Thursday, or like Thursday night, right?
Thursday night, yeah, 9 o'clock.
It's 12 Eastern.
Yeah, 12 Eastern.
Friday night, 12 Eastern, or...
Yeah. 9 Pacific.
Yeah, I wonder how... what's his name? Conan I saw an article from Conan O'Brien.
Oh, yeah.
Review it. By all means, it's too long. Too long and boring. It's like, what?
No, I like those videos. That's just fucking funny.
Oh, he's just...
It's a fucking joke.
It's like a spoof? Okay.
Yeah, because the whole thing is, I forget what it's called, Clueless Gamer. He does a series called Clueless Gamer. It's like a bit on it, on his talk show. And
he's like a troll kind of troll.
Basically, because he's like openly admits like I have no clue what I'm talking about when it comes to like video games and stuff.
Yeah.
And so, that being said, I have a show about video games and stuff.
That's pretty funny. I thought he was being serious.
Yeah. So and so then he has like his like one of his producers go up to him who is pretty like familiar with video games and stuff. And he comes and he explains like, oh yeah, all this stuff. And he's just like, this is bullshit.
It's like
like he played God of War. He made it look terrible when he was playing it.
That's funny. It's like Peter's nephew's review of Ghost of Tsushima. You just push the same button all the time.
Right, exactly.
It fucking sucks.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, this is one of the best games of all time.
Yeah, you just keep pushing square. What kind of game is this?
I like when you find a parasite that removes your malfunction and detaches afterwards, and then the malfunction is just like, doesn't really matter, or the drawback of it doesn't even matter.
Oh, right.
It just comes off right away.
I picked up one thing and it would be good, but it ended up being terrible, and it was like, it was one of the ones that were low integrity. Low integrity, you auto repair your integrity. Yeah. And then the negative was every time you picked up an item,
you get hurt. Yeah, I don't fuck with it. If anyone has that, I don't care how good the perk is at all.
Yeah, normally I was like that too, but I was like, maybe because like it auto repairs, so it's like I'm always gonna stay at this threshold of health.
Yeah.
No matter what. No.
It's the yellow. Like if you go yellow, it'll just take you back to green.
Right.
Like it just gives you enough to be green.
Right. Well, like, yeah, so it'd probably be, like, up to here.
Yeah.
But,
It is helpful when if you're fighting a boss, or, like, the last boss.
Yeah, it gives you a chance to, like, get another hit. Yeah. Take another hit or something.
I hate the acid pools.
When the enemies
leave acid pools behind.
Yeah, and that fucks up your adrenaline
level. Yeah, and then the one where you take fall damage. Some,
like, I don't worry about that one too much.
But sometimes, like, or like those rooms that drop you down, like you're always gonna take damage if you go into those rooms.
Well, if you dodge,
but it's hard to dodge because it just drops you. Like you're already, like by the time it loads in, you're already like this far from the ground.
Oh, right, yeah.
Or there's some of them like the cutscene, or like it stops you from like. It'll like you'll be going slow and then it just speeds you up, and like you, I don't think you can really do anything. Mm. But yeah, what's up your adrenaline? Yeah, that's I love that aspect of the game though, the adrenaline.
Yeah, because what is it? The first one's overload. Easier overload, right?
Enhanced overload, yeah. And then, like, enhanced vision or something.
Yeah, there you go. Enhanced vision. And third is enhanced melee. And fourth is 50% proficiency. And the last one is what? Oblates?
Yeah.
Yeah, it gives you a lot of incentive not to get hit. Even more incentive not to get
hit. Than the amount of low health you have?
Yeah. Yeah, like, even when you're at full health, you're still worried about...
Yeah, you still take, like, 5 or 6 hits to kill you. Or whatever. The fucking hardest ones for me are the what are they called? What are those creatures called on here? Like... The evil versions of, like, the normal people or whatever. The normal aliens that were here before.
Oh, yeah, those guys are called? Fuck, what are they called?
I forgot what they're called, but... Yeah, those guys are...
Not sentient, the...
Yeah, something like that. Sentinels, but... I don't know. Dude, what is this thing? They never explain this fucking thing.
No, I know. There's even one point where, like,
yeah, those rooms.
There's even one point where you fucking go into it.
Yeah.
You just walk into it, and she just comes out, and then you never do it again.
Yeah, I never understood what it did.
And then after that point, after that point, once you walked into these rooms, their enemies could spawn.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that.
You haven't had any spawn in here?
No. Oh, in this one, yeah. Yeah, but not, but those, the rooms with the little ball in there, the one that she
Yeah, in the ice area.
Yeah, and then she like, reaches for it, and her hand, another her reaches out. I was like, what is this? There's, like, there was, like, two of them I encountered.
Well, after I did the first one, it wouldn't let me interact with it anymore.
Really? I still, oh, yeah, you can't interact with it after it. But, yeah, it doesn't really explain what the fuck those, what that shit did or anything.
Yeah, I wish they explained that. It was this DLC?
We explain the fucking tar balls.
Returnal 2. Eternally Returnal.
I hate these guys too, these little bat guys.
Yeah.
They're hard to hit. Like, you can't shoot them in the wings. You have to shoot them in that little skinny body of theirs. And then they're fast. You can't really outrun them. They're just, like, on your tail the whole time.
Yeah. I always melee them.
Yeah, yeah. But even that's hard. Like, if you miss the timing, then you're vulnerable to get hit.
Hit, yeah.
When they have a lot of them, it's fucking hard. Unless you have them all coming at you from one, like zombies, where you just, uh-huh. like, kind of funnel them in.
It's pretty good when you have It puts out two energy blasts when you melee an enemy.
Uh-huh.
When you kill an enemy with a melee.
I never got that one.
You'll hit one and it'll kill both of them.
Oh, cool. Two. I didn't know that. Yeah, I never released it. Because it's hard to assume how like effective it's going to be because it just gives you like a little description of it. Like, there was one, is it I think it was a parasite or something. It was like, oh, converts obelites to integrity. And then you use it and you're like, dude, this shit barely does anything to my integrity.
Yeah, there's one that I think it changed all your keys that you had
to integrity.
Max integrity.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool.
I haven't even tried it. I'm like, I feel like it's a fucking trap.
No, it's pretty cool. I have it right now. That's why I use it.
Oh, yeah.
See, use it again.
For one key?
Yeah, that was for one key, so if you have two, it'll do double that, triple that. But I had a perk too where the more keys you have, the more salvage you'll find.
Oh, really?
Like, and then I unlocked that one, and I was like,
Is that an artifact, or is it a...
I think it's an artifact, or... Yeah, I think it's an artifact.
I feel like I haven't seen that one, unless I just missed it.
I forgot how I think it might have... I don't remember where I found it.
Unless it was a data cube.
It might have been a data cube that I had found. Oh, what does the globe do? You haven't got... I think it's the globe.
Which one?
When you get to the house, after you collect all the
fragments,
yeah, there's a globe. You get a globe. Mm. And that globe is what does that. The more keys you have, the more chance to find salvage.
What's considered salvage, though? Like,
I guess any drop, yeah.
Consumables, I mean?
Well, I think weapons, calibrators... artifacts. Just anything that falls off of an enemy or something. I hate the mine.
The what?
The mine. Proximity mine.
Oh, yeah. It's a new shit.
Yeah. It's only good for, like, that fucking big guy. The big guy is the easiest of the... hard enemies.
Yeah, he's predictable.
Yeah, he's so predictable. Yeah.
I hate the underwater one. The underwater the version of him, of that big guy.
Is that the one that like will do the mouth hit you with those malfunctions?
Yeah.
The one that like swipes and then those little things track you down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a version of him.
Yeah, it's basically like
an octopus version of it.
Like that place got fucking submerged in water and it turns into like an octopus thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, and then the big octopus too. It was always They always send those malfunction things at you too.
I don't think I've gotten hit by that.
Yeah, they'll send some at you. But they don't use it like how he does. He uses it all the time. And his are fast. They're like fast, close range ones. The other ones are like long range, more slower. Yeah, but yeah, the enemies are fucking cool in this game.
They're all like you see them a lot. Like they're all the you see them so often, but so you don't really get tired of them.
Yeah. Yeah, because you get better and better at dealing with them.
Right.
Like you kind of learn what.
Or like you figure out like, oh, what's the best way to? This guy, these guys are really good if you melee him.
Yeah.
It's really easy if you melee.
Yeah, like the tall guys, the tall green guys. Yeah. I struggled with them for the longest until I finally fucking figured out how to take them down easy. Once they go to their knee, they're pretty much done.
Yeah, you just melee.
Just melee.
The shotgun's pretty good against them.
Yeah.
That's another one. I hated the shotgun when I first got it. And then you get like the explosive spit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it just becomes amazing. It's great.
Yeah, the Rattling Globbers, so I can see. That one has a portal rot. Have you got that one? Like if you kill somebody with the Rattling Globber, it turns into a portal that shoots out.
Oh no, I did run by it, but I turned it down because I had one that had a tendril rot.
Oh yeah, that one's cool too.
And that one, I was like, I don't have to kill anybody for this to activate.
It just had to land.
When I hit it.
Yeah.
So it was like extra damage.
You were watching that video about the exclusives coming out for PS5 and Xbox.
They're like 25 exclusive. They did 16 minutes on the PS5 exclusives.
And then the first Xbox one they showed was a top, like some sort of top down. Like, it really was. It was like, this is what they're coming out with. All right.
Bringing the heat.
Yeah.
With their indie games.
We'll start it off with a bang. Oh, I forgot I already made it to the end of here. I just want to unlock these leech rounds.
Do you have any traits on your pistol, Eli?
No.
I fucking hate them all.
Yeah.
I did get like burst level 2 though.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually pretty good.
Oh.
Cause burst like I think the more burst, the more or the higher level on the burst, the more bullets per burst.
Okay.
So like when it's a 3-round burst, it's kind of like
it's shitty.
It's not an even trade.
Yeah.
Like I'd rather have the higher fire rate than just this fucking 3-round burst.
Yeah.
But then you get 4-round burst, 5-round burst, and then on top of that you get the charge shot, so it's stronger.
Oh.
So like my favorite, like if I ever get the pistol, the only one that I'll really grab and like is if it has like homing rockets, charge shot, and burst together, and it's pretty good. But other than that, it's like not worth.
Yeah, fuck the pistol. I hate how you don't start out with any perks on it too. Yeah, it doesn't, huh?
No, or I think it has. No, it doesn't.
It'll just have the alt fire.
Yeah, the alt fire.
It'll start with the random alt fire.
Yeah, that's usually the hardest thing, because like sometimes you'll run into like this room.
Yeah.
With just a fucking pistol.
Yeah.
So you just gotta lead the guy around for fucking 2 minutes until he dies.
That's the hardest part is just getting the momentum going.
Yeah.
Once you get going, you're like, all right. As long as I don't do anything stupid, I can do this.
Okay, stop.
I know he gets there.
Let's see. You're talking about Chris D'Elia?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. He was in the whole fucking movie of Army of Dead or what?
I guess he was actually... Yeah,
like a main, like a main character in, like one of the main characters.
Right, in Army of the Dead.
He was probably the comedic friend humor.
Right.
Like the main comedic, oh damn, I didn't think he was going to make that for.
And then once he had the allegations, they took him out and put Tig Notaro in for him.
Really? Is that who they put him? The most woke fucking person. Dude, that's so funny. I don't know why it makes me laugh. I like Chris D'Elia too. Like, I was a big fan.
Yeah, I do like Chris.
I don't even know, understand, like...
Is it like, confirmed that he did that?
I don't know what he did, actually. I don't know.
Well, supposedly he had been talking to underage girls. Like,
yeah.
Like, so seeking out underage girls.
Grooming them, right? Like, they're saying that he was grooming underage girls for, like, when they got older or whatever?
Yeah, I think so.
So, I mean, I guess. But... Yeah.
I like Tig too, though, but I don't know about acting.
Fucking hot. Just on the air.
The what?
But it's kind of like the trailer for the Back for Blood.
Oh, yeah. It's a
black main character.
Yeah. Obligatory black guy.
Lesbian. Bouncy ball? In terms of each carried... each carried ether increases return. Oh, that's good. Maximum 50%.
Yeah, so as long as you have 10, it's doing
it's something. To the full.
Yeah.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones.
That's fucking crazy.
I think at one point, one run I had like 200% or 150% repair efficiency.
Uh-huh.
So if I found like the little fucking like rinky dink resin on the ground, that shit would heal me like it was a fucking big ass glove.
Yeah, that's fucking cool. Oh, shit. That's fucking cool. What was the other one? The only thing my main complaint about this game is just the fucking runs being so long.
Yeah, I think it's... I think I've done like a 2-hour long run.
The glitching. For a game like this, like it should not have any of those kind of glitches where it just crashes on you when you're fucking far into it or whatever. Like
I haven't had it crash on me.
I haven't had that one. Where you walk into a room and it just everything stops working.
Yeah, I haven't had that in a minute though.
Yeah, so I don't know if they fixed it. But for a game like this to glitch on you when you're far in, it's like it's more aggravated than your typical glitch.
Right. I've actually never had it happen to me far in. Usually it's like... It's usually in this first area.
Yeah. No, that one fucking crashed on me when I was in the Abyss of Scar.
Oh, really?
The fucking Sagat stack.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was fighting those like two of those orbs. The orbs that just shoot a bunch of rings and shit at.
Uh-huh.
You know those ones? Those... And then there was one of the big octopus things. So I think there was just so much going on. Like there was rings and balls and things tracking me and shit. And
oh,
I
yeah, was so fucking, just crashing.
And then I had a Hollow Seeker with portals and a portal turret, and there was just like
yeah, just such crazy so much shit going on. Have you gotten portal beam and portal turret?
Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I want to get the portal beam 3 to see how it looks like. If it's like a brutal, like an Ophian's portals, so they go like it's just a brutal thick ass portal beam.
Does it get thicker from one to two?
I think it did, yeah. I think it does get thicker. It's way more powerful and it lasts longer, and I think it tracks better too.
Yeah, I know it tracks better for sure, and I know it's stronger.
When's doesn't Army of Dead come out like?
I think it's already tomorrow. Out.
Or is that already?
I think it's already out. I think it's on Netflix.
Yeah, I want to watch it. I don't think so. I wasn't thinking about it.
I've already seen reviews, and not by like IGN, who gets it early, I think.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. Because I want to watch it, it looks pretty good. It looks fun. What's up with Batista? He's saying that he's quitting, thing over shirtless, he's quitting Guardians of the Galaxy because they make him, because he always has a shirt on.
Is that why?
He's
what?
Never got in a shirt.
I don't think that's why. I think it's just...
Yeah, it's got a 6.1 out of 10 on IMDb. A 71 on Rotten.
I think he's tired of playing the dumb, like, the dumb guy.
Who else are you going to... What are you going to play? What's that one movie with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon?
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon? Oh, Good Will Hunting?
Yeah, who was he like? Good Will Hunting.
Fuck. Thank God if you fall to your death, you don't fucking die. You just lose some health.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know, right?
Yeah. It would be so aggravating.
Yeah, if all you had to do to die was just fall off the map. Although, like, I don't fall off the map often, but yeah, that would be so fucking frustrating. You have full health, and you just fall off the map, it's over.
Yeah, like that ass running, you just fucking accidentally
fall
off.
These things are pretty hard, too.
Yeah, they're.
It's always the hard boss. See, these guys, these are the fucking. These guys I suck the most at. It's better when you have a something with a lot of
packs and they a have lot a of stupid punch. Orb roll. Yeah.
Something that packs a lot of punch, like the thermogenic launcher or the grenade launcher, is good. The pylon's not good for them because they just eat it and they'll just eat it and still attack you.
Yeah. Have you gotten full auto on the thermo?
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is.
I haven't gotten one yet, but I want it to have like mega rocket. And full auto.
Mega rocket full auto. I don't know. Yeah, I wonder if that's even possible. Because I had never come across those two together. It's like they're like, maybe like they occupy the same order.
Yeah, it might be one or the other.
Yeah. But still, that would be badass. Have you tried any of the daily these things?
No, I haven't yet. I planned to do it once I beat it, and then you told me. It's not done once you've done it. And I'm like, fuck, I gotta get these fragments down. And I haven't bothered.
They're pretty hard. But they give you a pretty cool weapon all the time.
They give you like a random
weapon.
Like
malfunction. Yeah, a random weapon with but they're like the perks are always like level 2, level 3.
Oh really?
Yeah, and then but it'll give you like 2 perks and 1 or 2 2 malfunctions or whatever. And
you gotta start with it. Are the malfunctions curable?
No, it'll be like the whole game. Yeah, there's some that are like, oh, obelites increase your damage, but disappear over time. So you just collect like a bunch, and then you'll just see it start dropping. Uh-huh. Blown nightlight.
Or in the yellow.
You already got all those ones, huh?
Yeah. Everything you can get from that. From that. Oh, yeah. Like, it's just dim now. It's not. It doesn't light up.
I don't get it. Sometimes these fucking things are so accurate, and sometimes they suck.
I think if you dodge, like, right, like, a second before it goes off.
It's hard to hear it. Because I have the sound on. So normally you hear it like. Rrr. You hear it winding up.
Wasn't there something else? I guess they're updated. They updated Last of Us 2 haptic feedback.
Oh, yeah. So now it's going to have haptic feedback?
It didn't have it before, huh?
No. Oh, because there's a PS4.
Yeah.
PS4, right?
Yeah, so maybe they're adding it.
Yeah.
Well, but the article said they're adding to make it better, which makes it sound like they already had it.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if it did. I don't know if you played it on the PS5 that it had feedback. I didn't notice.
Yeah, I didn't bother playing on PS5.
We played like the beginning just to see what it looked like. Oh, okay, and then remember mine was still glitching.
Oh yeah, that's right. did you ever try like re-downloading it?
No, I haven't. Oh, maybe I did. I don't remember, but I haven't gone back again to check. Maybe I did.
Because that was with the when you transferred it from your PS4, right?
Yeah. Everything off the hard drive doesn't play as good. If I put it directly on there, like I had Dragon Ball on the hard drive, it doesn't play as fluid. Oh, like an Action Dreams in this game.
Is that her?
I don't know. I think that's her mom. But it looks like Ophion in a fucking wheelchair.
Yeah, that's what if that's what it is. Ophion is just her mom.
Yeah, I think so.
And then you killed her. You killed Ophion.
Yeah.
But is Ophion just... Is that just the final boss in the first half? Just underwater?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't notice. Because
they're both gigantic, right?
Yeah. I don't know, because that other one has those little aliens that shoot at you too.
Yeah.
And that has, like, arms. I didn't really notice what it looked like. the boss of the first run through.
Yeah. Because I feel like... Because, like, even with the... Because even the first bosses in each half... They look like... The second half looks like an evolved version of the first
one. Yeah.
Like, it looks like it could be the same thing. Just turned into a...
Yeah, that's true. What's the name?
Turned into a pianist.
Frank turned into a pianist.
Yeah. But it has a different name.
Yeah, it's...
I forgot what it's called. Helios?
No.
Hyperion?
Sorry. Yeah, Hyperion. That was my... I think that's my favorite...
That's my favorite boss, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Just because the music's so good.
The music's cool, and then the patterns that he shoots at you. Like, the his attacks go with the music, too.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, it does. I was surprised the second area doesn't have a boss, though. It's weird.
Which second area? The up here? The frozen? Yeah, it didn't have... Yeah, because you go into that thing expecting to fight a boss, that red room, and you just get the tank that lets you go underwater.
Right.
Like, and then you just drop down in that.
And you're like, oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Like, is there a boss down here?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I kept expecting a boss. Yeah, there's only five bosses.
I've never gotten the last ship. Oh, no, that's a... Is that all fire?
Yeah.
What are you using right now?
The pistol. It's a charge shot, though. Better got down here.
Yeah.
You didn't know about those rules. I'm just kidding.
Only I knew about this place. No goddamn way you knew about this place. It's like fucking Peter.
Yeah.
Thinks he fucking found everything by himself.
It's so satisfying when you open a malignant chest or a malignant thing and you don't get enough of
it. Yeah. Like, did you see right there earlier when I was playing, I hit two obelite things, malignant obelites, and I didn't do it.
Didn't get a fucking malfunction. I like, when you get those, there's like a perk that gives you combat ability every time you have a malfunction or cure it. I mean, there's the one that can heals your integrity.
Yeah, I have those.
Yeah, and it encourages you to just fucking open them and get them.
Yeah, but then you get, like, parasites that increase the, or make the malfunctions more severe.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, fuck those.
Like, I think I had one, like, I think it was getting to the point where, like, because I was like, I'm just not going to open any malignant anything. So I was just picking those those up because they had, like, increased max integrity.
Yeah.
And increased, I think it was, there's something else that was good. I think it was, like, the obelites stayed for, like, 2 seconds longer or something. I was like, I'll keep those. But, like, if I ever did get a malfunction, it was like, oh, you need 500 obelites to get rid of this. Or you need a... Or the worst one was you need to kill...
It's like, use 3 keys. You're like, dude.
I had one that you had to kill 4 enemy, 4 hostiles simultaneously.
Simultaneously? Like, yeah, impossible? Like,
this is ridiculous.
That's impossible. Like, what could you... What could even do that?
I think, like, right here.
Or maybe, like, a pylon could do it.
Yeah.
But you would have to, like, time it right. Or those octopuses underwater that blow up, that are kamikaze ones.
Yeah. Yeah, that would probably be the best area. But...
It's satisfying too to run at the turrets or kill them melee.
Yeah, this is the hardest area for them. Like, this is the worst area for the turrets. And then in the frozen wasteland, like, they just shoot those little ice bombs.
Oh, yeah. Slow. Yeah. Yeah, the lasers are the harder version of the turret.
What area do they drop the rings, the bombs that just shoot rings out?
I don't know. I think they'll be randomly here too. Maybe that's the
I think that's the third area, the first half. There's no turrets in the water area, right?
Yeah, there is. I think there is. Maybe not. No, I think there is. There's a lot in the frozen country.
Oh, we're over 30. Alright, so let's just wrap it up, I guess.
Wrap it up, B.
Make sure to go follow us on What are we on again? On Facebook at The Real Press Start. Everything else is The Real Press Start. Fucking petering out podcast. So go follow us on Facebook at The Real Press Start. On Twitter at Real Press Start. Check us out on Spotify. And any other media that you can find us on.
Catch us on the streets.
So make sure to get some rays. Use the coupon code TRPS.
Terps.
And see you later. No more questions, bro.